Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Bev. Today we're going to talk about, we're going to talk about you've got the power. You've got the power. There's seven reasons why you've got power in your hands. And I'm going to make a rather unusual request. We want you to hold both your hands straight in front of you with your knuckles towards your face. Now turn your hands over so you look in the palms of your hand. I want you to look carefully at your hands because they represent much more than skin and bones. They may reveal your age or things you've gone through. Your hands may be calloused, rough, smoothed, or stained from work. But God wants you to understand something very special about your hands. God wants us to know that our hands are much more than something to cover our mouths when we yawn, something to eat with, something to comb our hair with, if you have any, something to work with, something to play with. When God looks at your hands, He sees unlimited potential for blessings, miracles, and prosperity. We have that authority as believers. Before going any further today, we want you to join us in a powerful prayer of agreement. Heavenly Father, in the strong name of Jesus, we ask that right now you help every person hearing our voices take captive every thought in any high thing that will exalt itself above the knowledge of you. In the name of Jesus, we bind every distraction and hindering spirit. Father, in this moment, we ask that every blinder come off and every shackle of religious tradition fall down as we see our hands the way you see them. We rejoice, Father, because our hands are an extension of your hands.
Hallelujah.
When we extend our hand, Jesus extends his. Thank you for letting us see this with our spirits. In Jesus' name, amen. God has given us two distinctive ways of ministering the gospel to people. The first is with our voice. We can speak forth the word of God, which can change a person's life forever. Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations. Before him whom believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, caused those things which be not as though they were.
Hallelujah.
That same scripture.
Yes.
In the Classic Amplified says, speaks of non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. You and I, we know from Proverbs 18:21, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. We also know from Matthew 12:34, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Next, God wants us to clearly understand and visualize how we can touch people's lives through our hands. The scriptures are filled with miracles performed simply by the laying on of hands as a point of contact.
You know, I'm going to repeat that script. Statement from my husband that he made at the beginning of the call, as it needs to be reality, true reality in our lives. Listen to this. When God looks at our hands, your hands, he sees unlimited potential for blessings, miracles, and prosperity. We have the authority. We have that kind of authority as believers. The point is, we need to take it.
Yes, we do.
John 3:35 says, the Father loved the Son and placed everything, listen to this, in his hands. You know, when the soldiers came to take Jesus captive in the Garden of Gethsemane, what's the first thing they did? They bound his hands. Why? Because those hands had put mud on an eye of a blind man, on the eyes of a blind man, and he was able to instantly see. Those same hands took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes from the little lad and fed a multitude of people. Those hands had been a point of contact for a great host of people, who found their healing touch brought instant, his healing touch brought instant relief to the sick and suffering bodies. And those hands, and so do ours, have resurrection power.
Glory to God.
Think of that. John 14:12 says, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." You know, when we read that scripture, we think the first thing that the enemy wants to do is put fear in your heart. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, wow, that would be... That's exactly what he wants, because he doesn't want you to reach out in boldness and do great things for God. But God very specifically listed in the Word how we are to use our hands to save the lost, heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, and finance the end time harvest. But it all starts with realizing what he's actually placed in our hands. We just have to preach this every once in a while, because the truth of the matter is God wants us to be reminded what we have. In Proverbs 3:27, it says, "Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it."
We want to share with you how an obedient couple was blessed for doing good as God directed. They wrote, "Our pastor called out a woman who had to beg rides to church daily, since she worked at the church. He said God wanted someone to give her a car. A woman in the congregation gave her a car that was badly in need of repairs. I spent the $600 on repairs. Then I changed jobs, and I had an increase of $7,000 in salary. My husband, who'd not had a salary increase for over 7 years, was promoted to superintendent of the entire plant and received a $10,000 salary increase."
Wow.
"James and Martha received a $17,000 increase in their salaries because they did good with their hands. Our God is no respecter of persons, and what he did for James and Martha, he'll do for you." Acts 10:34-35, Message Bible. Peter fairly exploded with his good news. It's God's own truth. Nothing could be plainer. God plays no favorites. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and are ready to do as he says, the door is open.
Think of that.
When we're obedient to God, he will bless the work of our hands and every benefit bestowed upon us by the Son. Deuteronomy 16:15, "The Lord shall bless thee in all thine increase and all the works of thine hands." Have you noticed the works of thine hands appears in most of these scriptures? It's the work of the hand, the power that God releases into our hands. Now, we want you to look at your hands and make the following statement out loud.
These hands have the power to get wealth. We just talked about this recently, Deuteronomy 8:18. Please make this powerful confession three more times. These hands have the power to get wealth. These hands, look at your hands, look at the palms of your hands. These hands have the power to get wealth. When you start to doubt what you're doing, look at those hands and go, God gave me the power to get wealth. God wants us to use those hands. When we move in obedience to what he's directing us to do, then we are positioning ourselves for a breakthrough miracle in our lives. God desires to send salvation, healing, deliverance, and the power to get wealth through our hands. We need to just be willing and obedient. He wants us to do great things for him on the earth. Wow. Ecclesiastes 9:10, Classic Amplified Bible. "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, no device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest." So before we leave this earth, God is counting on us to do great and mighty things for people. Exodus 14:15. "The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." The Living Bible translation of Exodus 14:15 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, quit praying and get the people moving. Forward march." As we move forward through adversity, God is going to do great things for us.
Exodus 14:16 says, lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it. And the Israelites shall go on dry ground, even through the midst of the sea. Mm. The rod was just an ordinary shepherd's rod, which Moses had dragged through the backside of the desert until he laid it down at the burning bush. Hallelujah. Just think about that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, you know, Lord.
When it comes to sowing, you should always sow the amount God tells you to sow. When you sow, expect your offering to be multiplied back to you. You must also be ready to join your faith with ours for your offering to be multiplied back 30, 60, 100-fold.
We'll agree with you.
Yes, we will. And you, when you let go of that seed, you need to look expectantly towards your harvest. So pray right now and ask God what seed he wants you to plant for your future. Get ready for his answer. It's going to be powerful. He wants to take you to the next level.
Man.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Psalm 89:13, New Living Translation. Powerful is your arm, strong is your hand. Your right hand is lifted high in the glorious strength. Psalm 118:16. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. And Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Can somebody say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, you just, it's important to understand the power
that's
in your hand.
That's right.
You need to be able to see them in a spiritual level, according to the Word of God.
Amen.
When you do, things are going to change in your life. No doubt about it.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah. We want this to be one of the best weeks of your life.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you that it'll be a week of creativity and productivity. Mm. Lord, we thank you that you allow revelatory insight.
Yes.
Every moment of every day of this week. We thank you, Father.
Yes, and no weapon formed against these people will prosper. But every tongue that rises against them will be shown to be in the wrong, because that's their heritage.
Hallelujah.
From the Most High God.
Think about that.
Think about it.
Well, till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.